Yeah, let's call a monthly meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. Open the floor for public comment. John?
I have a question. I think if you get a ticket for a cell phone now, it's up to $900.
I can't answer that. I don't know what the fine structure is these days for, what's, you know what the fine structure is for a cell phone?
It's 5 points.
It is 5 points on your license?
Yeah, that hurts.
Ooh.
You're gonna pay some money there.
Yeah, 5 points, but I heard it was $900.
That seems high. I don't know. I've never had anybody convicted. Because you can't plead to them because they're 5 points. You get a speed, you're up to 8 points, and, you know, then you're.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Go look it up. I don't think it's that high, but.
No, wow. I was talking on the phone.
Worse than DWI, because I killed more people.
Well, it is very distracting.
Wow. Shouldn't have lied when it began.
Anything else? He'll look it up for you, probably chime in.
I'm just curious, I heard that.
Yeah. Okay, approve the minutes of the December board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Terry. Questions, alterations, omissions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Approve the treasurer's report for December.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie.
Have questions.
Questions?
Missy?
Yes.
Did we get the check from the Greenway for the?
Yes.
Did it, where is it? Does it show up in here somewhere?
It should be in Parks. That's where we put it.
Oh, it doesn't come in unclassified revenues or anything?
No.
Okay.
The money was used out of Parks, we put it back in Parks.
Oh, I see.
That should be down to a couple of bucks now, to the plus.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any correspondence? None? I see none.
No correspondence.
Reports of departments, highway department.
During the month of December, the boys continued to plow salt roads, patch some potholes where necessary. As brought up at the last meeting, gonna cut down the bolts at Mobile. They continue to pick up the Christmas trees. They shoveled some others, cleared the bridge, cleared some drainage. Assisted with paving Malden Street with HMA. And at some point in time, they're going to start removing the Christmas decorations from the square. And I think they work with HMA to replace the catch basin and culvert pipe at Malden Street and Route 20. And they continue to pick up batteries as needed. I think that's it.
Water department. Ran routine samples, all are good. The new telemetry is up and running at the pump house. We're going through a work-in period at this point. We've had some training on the new equipment. They ordered additional flags that they needed for the hydrants. Turned off water at the Trolley Line Diner, 2 Park Avenue, 20 Tremont Drives. These three properties are shut off as much to protect the structures from damage. They're obviously unoccupied at this point. Let's see, lowered, shut off after resident complaint. But was that a charge or something, Missy?
Huh?
Lowered shut off after, oh, They probably lowered the cap.
Yeah, there was a resident that had their cap sticking too far out in their driveway.
Checked on the empty houses, made sure weren't any broken pipes. Replied to any UFPOs. And if you notice houses that look like there hasn't been any activity, like unshoveled driveways or other things, let DPW know.
What's a UFPO?
The
It's an underground digging survey that has to be done before anybody digs in the ground. They're supposed to contact this this number, call this number. Yeah. They right. notify all of the utility companies to come out and mark any equipment they may have underground in the area. So okay. if you do that and they mark it out so it doesn't get broke, but if you dig without calling them and you break it, you own it.
And there's a big fine.
It's not cheap. Police Department.
Chief Colano filed a written report for December. During the month, there was one arrest, 15 incidents logged, 19 traffic tickets, one investigation of a hit-and-run automobile accident involving property damage. 12 of the tickets were issued for speeding. 3 of those were for speeds exceeding 20 miles over the speed limit. The average ticket was for 16.8 miles over the speed limit. There were also 3 tickets for failing to stop at a stop sign or a red light, 1 for unregistered vehicle, and 1 for unlicensed operation of a vehicle. Department also responded to an assortment of other incidents throughout the month, including assisting other police agencies on 2 occasions. There were 2 EMS calls, several domestic disputes, disorderly conduct, and trespassing calls. And the details are in the written report. The department is working with the Nassau Fire Department on equipping the patrol vehicles with airway wound management kits. These kits they include tourniquets and other material needed to respond when you're responding to deployments around mass casualties or active shooter incidents, so that we are prepared to do our parts in those kinds of incidents. I want to thank the Nassau Fire Department for providing those kits. Unit 602 has 35,800 miles on it. 603 has 57,500 miles on it. The new patrol vehicle has been delivered to the outfitter, the company that puts all the equipment into the vehicle. We're just waiting for a date to have that scheduled. Hopefully that'll be sometime this month. And we'll be moving funds from the police equipment capital fund to make the down payment later this meeting.
Can I mention one thing? I want to condemn the new chief. I haven't heard one bad word about the police department since he took over. It seems like a big turnaround. I don't know what happened. Did we lose somebody or?
No.
Oh, okay.
All good, John. All good.
All good. That's what type of guy? What type of new vehicle is it?
It's the same vehicle as the 2016, so it's a SUV.
Oh, okay.
All set, guy?
Yes.
Dave?
Nothing to report.
Okay, trustees, Guy?
I just had a quick update about the rail trail. So in December, the New York State adopted the final regulations which govern the public's use of the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail. There are 13 of those regulations. 5 of them are what they consider key. They're the most important for public safety and to avoid conflicts with property owners. These will be posted along the trail, various points. Those 5 key rules are no motorized vehicles, trail is open dawn to dusk, dogs must be kept on the leash at all times, clean up after your pet, and respect private property, stay on the trail. There are some mock-ups of what these signs look like. I put them on our website. Also, all of the 13 regulations I also posted there too. So I believe they're shut down for construction for this year, for the winter, and they'll pick back up and complete it in 2020.
Do they have an estimate now as to when it might open? Are they going to open parts of it? Are they going to open the thing all at once?
As far as I know, they're going to open it all at once. The last correspondence I saw reminded us that the trail is not open to the public right now, even though it is being used by some people. No. Technically, there's trespassing. Anyway.
So what, spring or summer or fall?
I think they're looking for the fall. I mean, they want to do it as quickly as possible, but I think it's by the end of the summer.
I think they're a lot further ahead in the village than they are in other places.
Yeah.
That's true. So do we have guidance on our responsibility within the village as far as maintaining the both sides, or? Because I thought it was a volunteer type system where.
No, the village is responsible.
No, yeah, I know, but I'm saying, I thought I read someplace it's also they're requesting volunteers to also pitch in and help keep
the Adopt a Highway program.
Wasn't there already a civic group, Friends of the Trail, so that already existed?
In Columbia County, they have a Friends of the Trail already.
That guy came to talk to them.
Did?
Years ago.
In a vacation.
Yeah, so they've already gotten together and they've actually incorporated. So, you know, they're raising funds to try to do that. No one in Rensselaer County that I'm aware of has done that. There hasn't been a group here. It doesn't mean it won't happen. I know that there was talk about people, at least around locally, getting together. I don't think they wanted to sort of formally, you know, become some sort of company, but I think there will be, once we get started, there'll be some people who are interested in general maintaining, it's not like you, there's not too much maintenance, you know, for the everyday kind of stuff. So. But that reminds me, did we ever sign that? Did they ever give us the official agreement to sign?
Yeah, I think so.
They did?
No, the whole contract thing. Well, that was, we disagreed with, we gave it to Dave.
Right.
The insurance one.
Nobody agreed on anything.
No, that didn't get done.
Right.
So
that kind of just fell away.
That kind of went away.
Yeah, when everybody refused to do it.
Yeah, I got it around here somewhere.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some kind of maintenance agreement.
No, we're not taking
out
any responsibility for that trail at all. Other than to mow the grass.
Yeah. Right. And we should follow up with them because they promised us equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
We're supposed to get a new mower.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of it'll get done. I mean, I used to mow all the trail behind my house.
The village
side. Well, I think most of us did. Yeah.
Before there was even a trail.
Yeah, me too.
On the village side, we'll be maintaining that part. Just the village section.
That's it. Charlie?
No.
Terry?
Nothing.
Okay, I've been working with HMA to get things wrapped up. So where we are with the project on Malden Street and Alter Alley, the binder is has been laid on Alter Alley. The French drains have been put in, but evidently part of them were not correctly put in, so they're going to be removed and redone again in the spring. The final coat of blacktop will be going down on Alter Alley in the spring also, so that'll finish the Alter Alley portion. But you should be pretty good up there for the winter, I would think.
Awesome.
And the Malden Street part of it, the water main didn't get completed. There's about 40 foot left of pipe that has to be done. We ran into a problem with a culvert at the end of Malden Street that Charlie reported on. So we're working. We had to work on that. That took a couple of days, and we still have about 15 services that need to be tied into the new main after it gets put into service.
Alter Alley, I heard one resident lived up there say that they were 50 foot short. I don't know.
We're not, so I looked at it. We're all set. So anyway, so that's where we are with that project there. There's a, for those of you who have not had any training, there's some new training coming out for new trustees through NICOM. Anybody wants to attend that, check the NICOM website, let Missy know, and see what's going on with that. And the winter meeting, I think, is in February, so I think it's in Albany. That's all I got. Clerk?
Yes, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hope everyone had a nice holiday. Thank you for, if you were able to attend the Christmas tree lighting. While it was freezing, we still had it, and it still was nice. The yearly calendars came out. If you didn't get one, I did put a pile up on there. And that's about it for this month.
Okay. Buildings and codes.
Okay, so for the past month, under building inspection activities, we had one building permit issued and four inspections or site visits conducted. Under code enforcement, issues reviewed and or discussed with residents and property owners, scheduling a meeting with a couple of property owners to develop their plans for exterior painting in the spring. Contacted an owner for registering a vacant house to initiate that process. Multiple notices for unregistered vehicles again, multiple notices for snow removal from sidewalks, and a safety inspection following a dryer fire, which is our reminder, check your vents. Affected streets, Church Lake, Maple, Malden, Albany, Elm, Park, and Chatham. And that's it.
Animal control?
Nothing.
Village beautification, historic preservation, have a report in your packet.
Was there still a bicentennial committee, or should I remove that?
I think they're around till March.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just leave it on there for now. They have no activity either, I see.
Okay.
Youth committee, Judy, anything?
We ended the year on a very good note. We had our a slight delay in the ornament workshop with the fire department and Santa. But we wound up doing, we estimated about probably 40, at least 40 ornaments. I also gave five or six more out to just take home for the kids who couldn't make it. So that was very successful. I really, really, really want to thank the people who worked with us. I like to call them the friends and committee members. So thank you very much to Pat Saar, to Pat Peniezak, to Jillian Montesanto, and of course, my daughter Susan, son-in-law Guy, for all their help, because I mean, you know, one person certainly can't do this by themselves. And I think we had a very productive year, and the kids all seemed to have fun. Town committee. Oh yes, next week I'm meeting with the town committee to start planning activities for the upcoming year, especially the Easter egg hunt, because last year we sort of had to do the whole thing by ourselves. And you know, we really love working with them, and so I think now they've had a year to kind of get their stuff together, and we're through with the bicentennial. I don't think I'll be around for the next one, whatever that is. Is it a tricentennial? I don't know what happens next, but I'm sure I'll be around. So we're raring to go, and yeah, so it should be a fun year.
Thank you. GBA, nothing. Planning board, anything go to them?
No.
Okay, no old business. New business, snow removal in the business district.
I guess that's mine.
You?
That's guys.
Okay.
Last month, especially when we had the big snowstorm, I was approached by a property owner in the business district about snow removal, and they're concerned about not being able to comply with the regulations. And in fact, looks like during that storm there were 1, 2, 3 notices given in the business district. And one of the owners is on this list. Now, in the past, we've discussed the idea of the village providing sidewalk snow removal services village-wide. And I think we all had, the consensus was that that wasn't going to happen, or wasn't a supported idea. But having had that conversation last month, and knowing that we are, the village, are trying to be more business friendly and to attract new owners or tenants into our struggling business district, I thought it might be an idea to reconsider creating a snow removal district in the general business district, where for an additional fee, everyone in the district would pay. We would provide those services for sidewalk snow removal. Properties in the district would receive the service. They would pay a fee. There'd be no exceptions, no opting out. Kind of like any other kind of service district. In any case, I thought that it might be something for us to consider. Obviously, not anytime this year. And there's probably a legal process that would have to happen.
Yeah, do you want to do it by a district? I wonder if that's the way to go, because that, I'm not sure. I've never heard of a snow removal district. But that's just like another layer. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, with the water district, it kind of makes sense because it's coterminous with the village, right? And it's got a particular, you know, you're always dealing with capital projects and the various kinds of testing you have. I don't know if like doing this district is the way to go. I can't recall. We can't set up a district unless it's authorized, and right. Maybe it is. I've just never heard of a snow removal district. So it might be more sensible for us to, let's see if we can think of some way to do it. I know what you're saying. Well, this last storm, I mean, this was brutal. This was, you know, I can't.
And even the properties that weren't given notices, they barely complied. I mean, we were generous in our interpretation.
I mean, I'm down on 2nd Street in Troy, and it's a varied, you know, some people have guys with snow blowers out there at 7 in the morning, and some don't. So you have this nice clear path on the sidewalk, and then you have, like, you know, people walk Indian file and press down the snow, and that's what you got for most of the place. It's hard for people to get to that.
Right. Once that happens, it becomes all the more difficult to remove it.
Right. Yes, correct.
And that's the issue. That was always my issue with, you know, with the village taking that on, is that we only have 2 people. You know, they're out clearing roads sometimes in the middle of the night. You know, when are we going to get around to doing this, and what kind of condition are the sidewalks going to be in when we do get around to doing it? Yeah, so I don't know. Well, we could certainly talk about it. That's what we do, so.
And it would be nice to get more input from the people there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to 1.
Right.
It's not like I talked to 20.
But, right.
You know, I figured that we should think about it and maybe solicit their. Yeah, ultimately, they'd be paying for it too, and it would be in addition to what they're already. At least if.
Right.
You know, whatever we call it.
Whatever we call it, or whatever however you organize it, and we can't single out. We can't say, well, we'll do 1 or 2.
Right. Yeah.
We'll charge. You know, that's just not.
Well, there's a possibility to think to, in some of these areas, to contract it out, you know, because I know that we only have 2 people and they're doing all the roads, but to think about bringing a contractor in, you know, for those specific areas. I mean, another
you
body.
It, you collect enough to cover the contract.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
I suppose. Good.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, you can think about it.
Okay.
Okay. Open the floor for public comment. Hearing none. Resolutions. Transfer $10,000 from the police equipment capital fund, NY01. 0525-0006 to 3120.2, police equipment.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I'd like, now that Randy has taken on his new position with the town board, I'd like to appoint Trustee Forte as the deputy mayor.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Terry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Increase the clerk's petty cash from $100 to $200.
Yeah, 100 just isn't enough with all the certifieds.
Yeah, it's postage stuff mostly.
I need more money. No,
really?
No, it's, the postage is a lot, so every time Craig goes and gets one, I have to reimburse him, and we're just running out of money really fast.
It was never enough.
I don't even know if 200 is enough, but we'll see what we can do.
Second by, motion by Terry, second by Charlie.
Sure, 200 is
questions?
Enough.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sure, 200 is enough?
Yeah, it'll be good for now. Because Wendy will reimburse the petty cash once a month, so I can put it in more often.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Can I just have a question about the one before, deputy mayor? Is Guy, are you abstaining on that? Or do you get to vote on that?
He can vote on it.
He can vote on it.
He can, okay, just making sure that I didn't miss something. Go ahead, Rob.
So, petty cash, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the election notice. So here's the election notice. Please take notice that by order of the Board of Trustees, pursuant to Section 15-118.3, election law, Village of Nassau will not have a village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote in the March 18th, 2020 general election must be registered with the Rensselaer County Board of Elections by March 6, 2020. Pursuant to Section 15-104.3b, Election Law, Village of Nassau, designated polling place will take place at the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123, 12 noon to 9 p.m. Applications for absentee ballots are available at the Village Clerk's office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. Submitted by Melissa Turner-Bulin, Village of Nassau Clerk.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, anything?
This is just for the balance of Randy's term, right?
This is for the balance of Randy's term.
How much was left, a year?
Two years.
Yeah, that was on last month's notice. This is just that we're not having a registration day and all that stuff.
I do have a question.
Yep.
Just food for thought, not to be decided today. I think it would be nice if we did a registration day or half day or something sometime, and I'd be happy to help at some point in the future.
Okay. Well, we'll have, if all goes well and everybody hangs around, we'll have, the next election will be in 22.
We'll have one every year.
Yeah.
For a while.
Okay, so all in favor of approving the election notice?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see, no refunds or overhead. Budget transfers. Transfer $1,500 from 1210.4 mayor's contractuals to 1325.4 treasurer contractuals. So this was for some software that we needed. That was the week nobody got paid because they wouldn't do the direct deposit stuff. I guess they had to buy a new program. So anyway.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
A second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve bills number 277 through 309 in the amount of $78,622.37 in the general fund and $20,703.35 in the
water fund.
You left me, okay, hold on. Back up. You didn't put a dollar amount for general fund. How much?
Oh, hold on a second. It's on the abstract. Sorry.
You need this?
Yes. Just the abstract one.
I skipped right over that.
I know, I didn't notice it either. So it's the final number on the first one.
Let's see here.
No, let me see. Just the first. Did she put a total on it?
I didn't see one. That's probably why it ain't there.
That's probably why. Is there another page that she has in there?
I don't know, you missed one.
Oh, it's right here. Is it the 78-62237?
That's
General fund.
That's water.
Okay. And then the water one
that
is...
That was water.
That's water.
No, that's not water. That's general. Water is 20,703.35.
Okay, how much out of abstract then?
That's and then outside of abstract's the same. That's 2,000 whatever it was.
Well, it's not on here. That's the one that's missing.
Oh, that's Blue Shield, so...
2,000?
I want to say... Just say it's 2,100. It's the health insurance. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
the one that was missing. Okay.
The exact number, I don't have that. We'll say 2170.
I thought it would be in here.
It's supposed to be the last page, but it doesn't seem like she has the last page on there, so unless it's in the folder somewhere.
Not in the folder.
All
right, 2170. Call it a day.
Okay.
And then you can adjust. I'm just going to call it the Blue Shield bill, and you can just adjust the money. How's that? Okay, so we're motion to audit the bills 277 through 309. 78,622.37 in the general fund, 20,703.35 in the water fund, and the Blue Shield bill, which will be paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Terry. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Terry. We're adjourned.